This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Chipper's here, like all our guests, like Chip is every Monday on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Lot of stories post the Twins having the fire sale and blowing things up. A lot of good reporting. Let me start with the Bob Nightingale story from USA Today. Bob, based here for a long, long time, excellent reporter. And I think The part on Correa interests me a lot because I think this is one of the big questions where Crane, the Astros owner, started to get this process going on, hey, what would it take to get Correa back here? And Falvey and the GM are talking, but you read Bob Nightingale's story, Chip, which I'm sure you did, where it really got going is when Jim Crane reached out to the Polet family. And then the Polet family went to Derek Falvey and started pushing this even stronger. And I thought we were going to get Derek on the show on Friday, but then it didn't turn out. And I doubt he would have given me the direct answer, but I think it's a question that still absolutely needs to be asked. How much of the 10 players leaving was driven by the sale and by the owner saying, we need to cut payroll more, we're so in debt, we're trying to get a figure that we both get it, that being stuck in the middle is not fun, right? And they've kind of been in that position for a while. But this was so staggering in some financial ways where it begged in a stretch credulity, i.e. Louis Varlin, that I really wonder how much Jim and Joe Polad went to Derek as both director of baseball operations and business operations said, Derek, you need to save us significant money, not this year, but going forward.
Well, I would say with this question, do you honestly believe this is all Derek Falvey's idea?
No.
No chance. Nope. No chance. And the statement, I had two of my friends send me, I was out of town at a cabin this weekend, I had two friends send me the email, the standard email, right, and all this, which was absurd. I think Falvey said that they bolstered their pitching staff.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They bolstered it? No. If you read Nightingale, it just makes sense, too, that we've heard about the debt that the Polets have, $400-plus million in that. That Crane, the Astros owner, basically tugged at that and said, hey, you know, you can make yourself more attractive to owners if you have less payroll on there. And that, I'm sure that was appealing to the Polads. And so I think a lot of it was, hey, let's shed some payroll and get the roster, you know, finances more under control. So when we go to sell this to a prospective buyer. So I don't, you know, there's some of these that just absolutely leave you scratching your head. You can't, there's no explanation that you could possibly give me to explain why they got rid of Louis Varlin.
Like, zero. You nailed. There's none.
It flies in the face of everything. Like, there's no logical explanation for getting rid of him. So the Correa one, okay.
Yep.
He's, what, 30, 31? He's had a terrible year. He's owed a lot of money. if you're wanting to pivot and go younger and rebuild, all right, shed his payroll. I can buy that. Now, you'd like to get something back in return more than you did, but
you mean a guy in double A with a 6.5 ERA isn't commensurate with Carlos Correa? Yeah, I mean, listen, that one save, it seems like you still should have received a better prospect than that.
Correct.
I mean, again, this is Dan Hayes from The Athletic, where they're basically dealing Griffin Jacks with like 5 seconds to go on the timer, right?
I just read that one. Yeah, and Jacks was mad at that Rocco about whatever happened there and that was my whole thing. After this all settled and you saw the staggering degree, when Pat Royce calls you the day after and says, have you ever seen anything like that? I mean, that tells you all you need to know.
Yeah.
But I was sitting there thinking, how would you like to be Joe Ryan and Pablo right now? Mm-hmm. Like, what are you going to tell those guys? I mean, because, you know, they're in the prime of their career. They want to try to win now. So I can't imagine. And Byron Buxton, do you think they're happy right now with the way things are going privately? They may say one thing publicly, but if you're a competitor, I can't imagine you're very happy right now.
No, you'd be furious. And listen, do they have some names? The guy they acquired from the Phillies pitched well for the Saints yesterday. Bradley, the guy from Tampa, was a very high prospect. Dude, that this Royales guy, I think, if I have Kendre. They have some guys as starters who have a chance, who are viewed as prospects. We know this sport, as much as any, with prospects, it's a dart. Okay, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But when you trade away an outstanding bullpen, including a guy who you have control of until the year 2031. And for this part of the conversation, I don't care that he's from here. I think that part is meaningless. And you're paying him $415,000. I think you're also saying right there, we're also trying to lose. We're also trying to get high draft choice for the next couple of years because Louis Varland is about to turn into a weapon in the bullpen. Mm-hmm. And their bullpen, the guy they put out there to close the game yesterday, I've never heard of him. I could have been spooning with him early in the day. There was a better chance. I know who's in there now. Honestly, there's a bizarreness of it for a person who, the two of us who still get paid to pay attention. And I'm like, who's starting this game? Who are these guys?
Well, that's it. I mean, and 5 years from now, 6 years from now, we may look back at this and have a completely different conversation, but we also might not.
Yeah.
We also might say this was what we will say, and I think we can say unequivocally, and everyone can say, less than, 2 years ago, I sat in that clubhouse when they were spraying champagne. Carlos Correa had made that great, I think it was a pickoff play.
Yep, with Sonny Gray.
They with Sonny Gray, they won a playoff series, and ownership said, we're right-sizing payroll.
We're done.
And they took all the goodwill they did. That's, you know, that was the beginning of the end for this ownership group. When they made that decision, they lost their fan base, they lost momentum, they lost everything, and they've been in free fall ever since, except for a couple periods.
You're right. And how they arrived, that wasn't just Joe Pollett. I don't buy that. Now, he's the one who answered Jason's question right here on this station when Jason asked him. But I would love for somebody who knows Joe and Jim Pollett, because Jim Pollett hasn't just given up all interest in this team, okay? How they decided, after finally winning the series, and again, it's a 2 or 3 series, but they finally got that albatross off their back. They play a Houston team competitively. They have a core starting staff. They have their core players. They just have made this commitment to Correa. And now they then decide this was the time to cut $30 million. That's a year before they've told us about the sale. And I get that this $400 million is a lot of money. Some of that is off the poor running of the team, which they have to own. But these are billionaires. And to think we're going to do this and there's going to be no effect dramatically on the team itself, and the perception is idiotic.
Well, and that's it. I mean, I'm not a businessman, but I know if you anger your fan base and to the degree that they did, that's not going to improve the debt that you have. I mean, it's going to go the other way.
Right.
And yes, the TV, the regional sports networks, that came at a bad time, obviously, and they lost a significant amount of revenue from that. But that's where you, if you're a businessman, you have foresight, you have a plan, you figure out a ways to, you know, try to offset that. But, you know, cutting your payroll to the degree they did and really just telling your fan base that you don't care, that's not, you're not going to improve your financial well-being that way. So I just think there needs to be an absolute complete reset, top to bottom, start over. And I think then, you know, fans will probably feel like they can move on. But it's going to be interesting to see what their attendance looks like the rest of the season. I mean,
it's going to be terrible.
I don't know why you would show up, you know.
It's terrible. Yeah, the last thing I'll say, if you finally build that momentum and have a good off season, selling tickets included, you ride that year out. If you then have that year and you take the step back, then you lay your cards on the table and say, ladies and gentlemen, we tried, we've been trying, and we went all in after the success. But now let's say we won 75 games and now we have to do it. But we weren't going to pass on the opportunity when we were pushing that rock up the hill. And we finally got to the other side, and we said, God, we tried that forever. Let's now go back down on the other side of the hill and find another rock. Doesn't work that way. You know, it's silly. All right, hang on. More with a Chip, including the Lynx and a significant move they made yesterday. Chip could go to Stretch Lab. I could go to Stretch Lab. Dave could go to Stretch Lab. I went to Stretch Lab last Thursday. Had a great session with a new specialist from the Plymouth location. Great. 25 minutes. Dave, I'm dealing with the upper back. You know me, these big traps I have?
Yeah. Down to your deltoids.
A lot of clanging and banging.
Mm-hmm.
The tight upper shoulder, not a lot of fun.
No, it gets you headaches.
Helped. Helped a lot. They have double-figure locations around. You might be very flexible already. Guess what? They'll still help you. Most of it, the amount of people listening right now who can say they are very flexible, that is a minuscule amount. Same amount of people who believe the Twins' moves last week were very effective and will make the team better the rest of the season.
Got to win yesterday.
Yeah, they did win yesterday. Whether you're a guy like Dave or participate in triathlons, a guy like me who tries to play a little bit of golf, a runner, or you just lay around a lot. You really don't want to stretch. Guess what? Stretch Lab has 50-minute sessions. They have 25-minute sessions. You can sign up monthly, and they have pros. You just don't walk into Stretch Lab and say, okay, we'll hire you. Good, solid, well-trained people who they'll monitor, and if their specialists aren't good enough, they'll let them go. I've been going since 2019, and among the people who are helped greatly by Stretch Lab, my son with his health issues, Quentin, loves going to Stretch Lab. Believe in it. You should also. StretchLab.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Lynx just pound a team, Vegas, by like 777 points. They beat the Liberty early in the week, but no Breanna Stewart. We cannot forget that. And they still pick up Carrington, and it's a name I knew, but I was reminded when the trade was announced yesterday what a tough two-way player she is, who really has come into her own the last couple of years, right? And fits what they're trying to do. It's a little bit of our conversation a couple of weeks ago, because you're dealing Diamond Miller, who was the second pick in the draft, and I watched her play decent on college. She was a hell of a college player. So it's kind of quirky how those back-to-back draft choices did nothing here. But we're talking about the team with the best record in the league that was aggressive at the time, so it's hard to get mad at any of that part of it.
Yeah, and it's, we talked about being all in the last segment about the Twins.
Yes.
This is an all-in move.
Yes,
this is absolutely
exactly.
An all-in move where you trade a young player who, albeit is not really part of your main rotation, for a proven, you know, all WNBA defensive player. And this is about trying to win a championship this year. This is about bolstering this lineup that you feel like, hey, you have a championship team, go for it. And if it means, if it costs you a young player that may or may not be, you know, part of your core going forward, that's the price of doing this. And so,
yep.
You know, Carrington was what, most approved last year in the league.
It's right.
Obviously a very, so now you're putting a first team all WNBA defensive player with the best defensive player in the league in Collier. And so this is a team they can score, but it's clear Cheryl Reeves is going to say, we're going to win with the defensive mindset too, and some toughness. So, I think it's a great move.
She plays with edge too. I went back.
Toughness.
And that's
very tough.
You know what? That's a part of what at backcourt's going to be feisty, right? And and when you win, whenever it is, you know, a multiple round series, you better have an edge about you. And you're 100% right. When you have opportunities, you jump in like the Wolves. You can debate how much they gave up for Gobert, but guess what? Conley did it. You can debate Cat, and that one was a lot more money related than Gobert, but he jumped in. And again, when the other team is not raising the white flag, they're raising like the white stadium. Like they're just, you know, and then the team across the street saying, yeah, we're the ones who've won four titles, feel like we should have won last year. And we are risking something in a player who might leave here and become a great player, but we're not afraid. We're going to seize this opportunity, and she's not joining a bad team. She's joining the team with the best record. Now, I think Lavelle's column last week, and you know this better than me, the person who writes the column doesn't exactly provide the headline, Because sure. I think the headline was the win over the Liberty proves the Lynx are the best team in the league. Not when Breanna Stewart's not playing, it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, so we got to calm down on that.
Yeah, but this is a move that says they want to beat them in the postseason. They want to beat them in a championship series. And with this move, I'll be surprised if they're not there in the finals again. And this is the type of move that you can make that puts you over the top.
So let's talk about the Vikings. And you'll remember this, and I'll just remind the folks. There were many years, even when Kirk was the quarterback of this team, and a lot of the talk, whether you wrote a column about it or a collar or Seifert, whoever, the defense is success, right? The defense was dominating and Flores. Well, now he's got more weapons than ever. So that's what I'm kind of tempering. Like when I hear some people concerned about McCarthy and what is this saying about McCarthy going up against Flores' defense? Well, number one, he's going up against one of the, five or six?
Top five.
Yeah, right? So, you know, to me, it'd be even more telling if McCarthy was having success, he'd be saying, what the hell is going on? I mean, so he should be struggling right now.
Well, yeah, it's a young quarterback who's still, trying to probably shake off some rust, as he mentioned some of his throws last week, with an offensive line that's trying to come together, that's had some injuries. And Brian Flores does not ease into anything. I mean, first day of camp, he's throwing all these blitzes at him, these different looks. I mean, it's just who he is and how he does it. And they got a lot of talent over there. I mean,
they do.
They bolstered it. The interior guys, I think Dallas Turner's a lot better equipped to have a big role for him this year. So it's a good defense with a smart coordinator that's very aggressive, that tries things in camp. So I wouldn't read too much if J.J. McCarthy has a bad practice or struggles. I don't know that I'm necessarily going to say the sky's falling right now. I think it's just probably to be expected a little bit, right?
Yeah, I think so. Most of the time, if you're the clear-cut starting quarterback, the way it works now is you don't play any of the preseason, right? You have all these tough practices. They have the Patriots coming in, next week? But this is different. I mean, how much did he play in that game last year where he looked good and was hurt? I would assume he's going to play some in one of these preseason games, right?
My hunch would be he won't play the third one because I think they'll have that.
Yeah.
They'll have that the joint practices with the Patriots. So I'm guessing two series this weekend, maybe one or two series. I don't think he's the vet where you just sit him and say, "Nah, we're not going to risk that." No, I think you got to get him some work. So I would bet a series or two this weekend.
Does he play in the second one, or is it just maybe the two series here and he's good?
Maybe it might be, see where they're at, see how it's going, and a feel there if they feel like they need to or not. I don't think he'll be in the third one, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's in there. I know there's always the injury concern, but you also want to try to get him as much live action as you can before you start the season. So I know it's a tricky question, but I wouldn't be surprised if he plays in that second one too.
I think he does have to play. I'm with you. More often than not, I'm like, come on, nobody plays. Do you really achieve anything? He's never played a regular season game. And as much as you can say when the Patriots come in and what you're seeing with Flores, it's still different playing a game. I get it's a lot different playing a real game and something bad could happen. My guess is he plays. My guess is that also O'Connell goes to probably not Darisaw, but the rest of the offensive line says, guess what, guys? We want to give JJ a little bit of the normal experience. You may not play other years, but you're playing this year.
Yeah, I mean, if a guy's healthy, if he's a veteran, I think you'd want to put as many of those guys. Not, I don't think Jefferson's playing, but if you put as many of those guys you can around him just to get as much of a feel and look as you're going to get. But you also have to be smart with, if coming back from injuries or, again, I don't think you're putting Justin Jefferson out there.
No.
So I hope so. It'd be fun to kind of see him outside of a practice setting, even if it's a series or two. So,
are you calling in a must-win this Friday?
Pretty much is.
Yeah.
Pretty much is.
I think so. Dave, you agree? If not, O'Connell out.
You can't lose this one.
No.
You just can't do it.
Who are they playing first?
I have no idea. I was just going to – honestly,
Houston Texans.
The
come
Texans,
on.
Honestly,
3 o'clock Saturday. U.S. Bank. Be there, baby.
I'm not kidding. I had zero. So you could offer me a Pine Valley membership for life, and I would have said, Raiders? I have no idea. Texans, big one. Danielle Hunter, revenge tour, you know. All right, Chipper. Enjoy the day. Right, we'll talk soon.
Later. Bye.
Chip Scoggins here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Remind people, Dave, the bumper music theme of today.
Well, it was Lonnie Anderson who left us over the weekend at the age of 79, most known for her role on WKRP in Cincinnati. So we are playing music that was played on WKRP in Cincinnati.
You put some work in on this one.
I had to do a little research. Yeah, find some things.
Very good. Very good. That's the theme. Okay, so early in the day, this video had almost 5 million views. It's a soccer game, St. Louis, and a man who identified himself as Michael Weitzel. In the clip, Weitzel narrates what appears to be stadium officials, security as well as local police, speaking to him, telling him he's being asked to leave, and if he does not do so, he'll be escorted out in cuffs. Weitzel objected his removal as being uniquely singled out. Saying the fans and other pro statement waving flags apparently of political nature. One officer speaking to Weitzel, who identified himself as a Trump voter in the clip, replied, those flags were pre-approved. He is suggesting that he was kicked out of the game because he's wearing one of the ubiquitous MAGA hats. And there are multiple tweets showing the guy removed from the game. Despite those numbers, many of which in the video post replies tag the St. Louis Soccer Club. Now the team or stadium or MLS has issued any comment at this particular time. Security said they don't allow political paraphernalia at a game. My spidey sense says I'm not believing this guy. If this guy was not a jackass, was not inappropriate in some way, and was kicked out just because he was wearing a MAGA hat, that is utterly ridiculous. You with me?
Yes.
Utterly ridiculous. Now, you might say, where's the line? Where's the slippery slope? We don't play the slippery slope game much on this show. Teams honor pride frequently, right?
Yes, they do.
It's a bit of a political statement, correct? In hockey, it's become very controversial.
Yes.
Because some teams have backpedaled because of Russian players playing and how the Russian government viewed it and sanctions they might have faced. Didn't the Wild backpedal a couple years ago?
I think that's right.
Are you buying this? Because we both just looked to see if there was an update. I can't imagine that a MLS team would be this tone deaf and say, you know the two of us, big MAGA supporters, but guess what? He's the president of the United States, and he's got tens and tens and tens of millions of people who support him. And you can't go to a soccer game wearing a MAGA hat? Can you go? By the way, St. Louis isn't exactly a liberal country either. You can go there wearing a Pelosi hat? Seems like there's something else going on,
no,
right?
It seems like there was some belligerence either perhaps before. Maybe this guy was out of line in some way, you know, drunk or just being an obnoxious lout as a fan, and he got booted and said, oh, it's because of my MAGA hat. Is that it? Yeah, that must be it. And then you go to the press with that. Or perhaps he was, perhaps there is a rule against making a political statement, wearing anything political, and he was asked to remove the hat and then got belligerent with security, whoever asked him, the ushers, and perhaps that led to him getting kicked out, not just the wearing of the hat.
All that's possible. But if any team in this town would have a policy on just a MAGA hat and you're removed, I think that's absurd. Now,
it's absurd, and every Republican should show up at the next game wearing a MAGA hat.
Yeah. Go ahead. Now, I get where some people might say, okay, how far do you want to take that? How far, because we are now run by extremes of the two parties, sadly.
It's going well.
How far do you want to go in some positions that some people on the far left or far right are taking, and instead of just Democratic socialist hats or MAGA hats, they have hats with a certain position that to more of the moderate centrist of the world might say, you've crossed a line. Some people might argue and say, well, teams are better off saying no political hats at all are ever worn. And that's from the litigious side as opposed to the common sense. The common sense side would say, let's use Target Field and let's now use a hypothetical that they've sold some tickets for a game. And you're now putting ushers and other people in a position where you maybe wear a hat that is very offensive towards the pro-choice crowd. And it's not just the other party, which you don't agree with. It's taking it much further. Is it then on the usher to do that? Versus just for an individual. Like if somebody goes to Minneapolis right now and they're a big Jacob Fry fan. I don't know, do mayoral candidates, they have hats? I just saw you raised a bunch of money, right? Would you be banned from Target Field from wearing a Fata hat or a Fry hat? You shouldn't be, right?
I could make a case where you should be.
Well, what's the difference with the MAGA hat?
Well, my case would be that you should not wear anything.
So we're literally going to say at all sports stadiums, any hat of any political nature, including supporting the president of the United States, you're not allowed to wear.
You can make a case for it. Hat, T-shirt,
are you making trunks,
flip-flops, whatever.
Are you making the case?
No, I'm not.
I'm not either.
But tell me what happens when anybody sees a MAGA hat today.
A lot embrace it.
A lot of people freak out over it.
Yep.
Just as someone would if they were wearing a Kamala Harris hat. Harris Walls T-shirt.
Right.
There's a lot of people that
embrace
it.
Where else are we going to ban? I mean, obviously, the Great Curb episode is where Larry realizes if he wants space in uber-liberal Southern California, he puts the MAGA hat on and he gets space. Or when he inadvertently almost ran the motorcycle off the road, the motorcycle is about to kill him, he puts the MAGA hat on and goes, yeah, we're good.
If you're a team and you just want to sell tickets to a family-friendly environment, have some fun, watch a game, come back next time, why do you want to put the ushers in that position? Why do you want to put fans in that position of somebody getting belligerent because they're asked to remove their hat by somebody who's maybe on a retirement job or a young person in college that has to be doing that?
Yep. All right, yeah. What do you want to say? We'll leave some time. We also have a Jason question because we're inclined to think he might have done this.
More than inclined.
Yeah, in fact, we're both convinced he would do the same thing if it happened with one of the kids. We'll get to that with Jason, but he might chime in even a little bit on this story. What do you want to say? All political hats, you either take them off at the game or you're out, or there's a line where just a DFL hat, a Republican hat, a MAGA hat, that's one thing. But then when it goes further, and who gets to decide when it goes further, that's when you step in. What do you want to say? Because this guy was kicked out, he's sane, just because he wore a MAGA hat at a St. Louis soccer game. 651-461-9226. Insurance. Home insurance. Car insurance. Most of the time, when you think of it, it's not the best. Guess what? Just popped up on my bill. Oh, great. I got to pay for it. Guess what? I just got a call from my kid. Second accident this year. My insurance is jumping up. Guess what? Three trees just came down on my neighbor's house. Not good. You want to have the best out there. You want to feel comfortable with someone you've been with. For me, I've been with the office that Amber Scholl is now running since I came back to town 35 years ago. TeamScholl.com. That's American Family. It's not Amber just setting up like the lemonade stand and they're also selling insurance. No, American Family, great company. She can work with you with all these scenarios. We had an HOA story we didn't get to today. Maybe we'll get that tomorrow. She can also help you with complicated HOA stories. All available to you. How do you track down Amber? TeamScholl.com. Again, TeamScholl.com with American Family. And if you're wondering, it's SCHOLL.com. That is going to happen. The season. Okay, we have a few topics for you.
Let's go.
Do you think a fan should be removed from a sporting event wearing a MAGA hat?
I would say, first of all, highly unlikely that that is the only reason said fan was removed.
We both laid that out, that we're fairly convinced something else was going on.
But I do think there are some, you know, we've had some examples, even like there's a local brewery up in Maple Grove that has a no political kind of gatherings in their private room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like sometimes people don't straight up say why they're trying to book the space and it's hard to be fair. I just think I don't like this idea. This is America. Wear whatever shirt you want. If you're so butthurt about somebody wearing a MAGA hat, that's a you problem, I think.
Yeah, I would not have the problem. It sounds like you were kind of changing your opinion, though. So are you saying, let's say the Twins, no political hats at all?
I think they have a no political signs type policy.
Yeah.
I think that's
I don't think they have
okay,
a hat, though.
But yeah.
It wouldn't be my policy, but I wouldn't fault them if they said, you know what, we don't want to deal with it.
Schools, the problem is if you're going to have that policy, you need to 100% uniformly enforce it. And nobody has enough people for that.
I think they're going to, if a team puts that out or someone discovers it, they're going to get so much negativity that publicity overwhelms any of the other minor issues they might have at the game.
Could be worse than the Twins got the last few days.
Yeah, maybe they encourage any political... Lyndon LaRouche hats. Bring them out. Okay, we're convinced that you would do this.
Okay.
This is a mother and father who are about to travel with their 10-year-old. Again, 10-year-old.
Yep. Okay. Pretty young.
Turns out the child was traveling with an expired passport from Spain and needed a travel visa. So the parents called a relative to pick up the child, and they went on the trip without the child.
Leaving the child in the terminal.
Leaving the child in the terminal.
Before the pickup?
Yes.
Just left the kid alone?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How convinced are you?
87.
I'm 95. That you would, 10-year-old Sam or Seth, I think you would have done it.
At 12, maybe, but like 10.
12.
That's outrageous. That's outrageous.
12? So there's a lot of maturity from 10 to 12?
My kids, I think, grew a lot in that time.
Halfway through middle school at that time.
No, I think you take the L on the trip at that point, don't you? Like, it didn't work out for you.
I think you're still going. He's answered the question, and I'm telling him I still don't believe him.
Mm-hmm. Here's why the question, for me, is just preposterous. Because I would never go on a trip like that with my kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so...
Yeah. Why invite the kid?
Why invite the kid in the first place?
Unless, maybe Colette said, we're trying to expand family travel.
Right? Yeah.
And
join the, me and the kids.
Exactly. And now, in fact, Colette comes to you and says, listen, we found out your kid's a little bit older.
Yeah.
Can you act like just for this trip that you're fostering a child?
Well, I would get my nephews. I have some younger nephews.
Nephews, yes.
Yeah. They've been in one of my videos before doing a restaurant review.
Well, there's no doubt you would leave your nephews.
Yeah.
Your 10-year-old nephews. Yeah. Dave, drop with a hat.
They're pretty self-sufficient, though. You know? That's how we raise our kids. You can't handle 30, 40, 50 minutes at an airplane, airport terminal on your own? Get out of here.
We'll text you until it goes to, airplane. You know, we have to go to the airplane
mode. We'll track it. Yeah, I'm not paying for, Wi-Fi on the plane.
No.
That's not happening.
No. You were a man about town on the Instagram. Looked like I saw you at multiple places this weekend.
Yeah, we went. Man, we had a great dinner at Kado no Mise, which is Japanese, small place. It was beautiful.
Yep.
Some of the best service we've had in town we had at that place this weekend.
That
it was cool.
Is so important. It cannot overcome bad food.
Nope.
But the service really can sell it.
Made it special, yeah.
All right, Jason's going to take you home, at least till 5.
Yeah.
And then the Twins and Tigers in a big, big ball game you'll hear on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.